Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
Welcome to the Cuck Show.
Oh,
let me watch. Let me watch.
He's coming as strong.
No, not you guys. Sorry,
shit.
I mean,
holy fucking hell.
Oh, sorry, Ryan.
It is the morning check run back. Oh, are we doing the do thing?
That's right, bro.
Get ready for the do.
It's the party. The yaddy yaddy. It's the party. Yaddy 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 yaddy.
It's the morning shack run back for Friday, the 15th of March, 2020.
It is just the boys on deck. And when I mean the boys, it is Tim Reeks and King.
Yeah. I would do the bleep, 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 but I turned it off.
So, oh, yeah. Boo. Okay.
Well, shut up then. Just fucking wait.
Anyways.
Do it now.
Hey. It doesn't hit as hard when he's like quiet.
That's,
you know?
That's way better.
Yeah.
Joined on the show by Kings. He chats to us a lot more about his ventures and what he's been up to. Mm. Apparently he's in his villain era at the moment.
Villain era.
He's looking good. He got his hair cut.
Yeah. Got his hair did.
Man, he's active on the socials, man, doing freestyles and daily vlogs.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
It's called boredom now. Nah, bro, it's time, bro.
Can you talk to us about that music video for Red Flag? Sorry, we bring Kings on and we talk about a single Red Flag as well. Yeah. That shit about this music video.
Yo.
That turnaround was quick, bro.
Real
you guys
quick.
Shot it in probably like the 2 days it was ready to roll.
It's ready to go, bro. Shout out to Tane Noble. Tane's the director on the thing.
Yeah.
I hit him up.
That was just on Saturday, right?
Very quick, bro.
It was just last week, Saturday.
Yeah.
Like,
quick, bro. Turnaround real quick. I hit him up on the Monday before that, like, yo, I got the single.
Yeah.
And he just worked. He was like, yo, I'll get your studio. I get this. You just get the girls and get this. And so we just worked together and did it. Yeah.
That's all you actually wants to talk about is the girls.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm a married man, bro.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up, you.
I'm married to the streets. That's what it is, bro.
I'm married too.
Married to the spicy links.
Spicy?
The spicy links, baby.
Oh, man.
Most of the time, you take control of, like, creativity when it comes to, like, the visual side of things, you know? And so what was it like to get Tane to drive?
Bro, that's a cool question.
Yeah,
bro, for me, letting go of control was like last year. Like, it was something I had to do.
Yeah.
Bro, cutting my hair symbolically meant heaps more than just a haircut.
Yeah.
It was like letting go of things, past
things that were tying to you and that as well.
Bro,
and
fully. Yeah. And like, even if you think about braiding and like, and just long hair and always having to tie it, bro.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about shit anymore. It's like an extra thing I don't have on my mind. You know?
Yeah.
Decision fatigue.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Is that a real
thing? That's what what's his name? Steve Jobs. He wore the same thing every day.
Yeah, just to stop thinking about it.
So he didn't have to stop.
That's actually pretty mean. Yeah.
He wore a black turtleneck thing.
That's right.
That's a thing, yeah.
And that was it, yeah.
Damn.
So I think that's
for you.
Yeah, I felt that freedom of like not having to worry about that kind of thing.
Is that like a thing for you now? Is that like, okay, cool, I can
let
go of certain things?
Yeah.
Like, you know, are you still fully want to be in control of other things and your artwork?
Nah, kind of. I'm like collaborating a lot more.
That's cool.
Yeah, but this is probably the first collab in a while I've had with a dude I've just met, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I trust you. Let's go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It does come down to trust, right?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
You gotta trust. Some people are just like, I think I can do that better than you.
Yeah, bro, and the cool thing about rapping with someone is you do, like,
there's a competitive,
yeah. And it's like, ooh, yeah, let's go.
And it makes things better, you reckon?
Yeah.
It makes everything better when
for
there's
sure,
a competition.
100%.
It's also cool to give, like, you know, some up-and-coming artists a shot at, like, you know, like, being able to work with like a legend like yourself, you know.
Oh,
so
man. Yeah, I think he's the man, bro. So it wasn't so much like, yo, I got a shot for you. It was
more like,
you're the man, and that's what I want to do this year. Is like work with people regardless, you know. Like,
this is a collaboration for you.
Yeah, I used to do like a lot of like, how do I plan, like, you know, if I work with this guy, that will talk to that audience.
That was how I thought.
And it was awesome, and I, you know, did mean in that time, but now I'm like, I just want to make music that people love, you know.
More freedom kind of thing, yeah. Just to make stuff for yourself nowadays.
For sure.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, the latest project that you're coming up with, and you're pretty much going back to your old sound, pretty much.
Yeah, it's not so much old, that's old thinking. Like, when Chapter 1 came out, I don't know if you guys remember, after Don't Worry About It, my first single, I had one called What We Supposed to Do, which was an ode to Prince. And Prince had just passed away. And I remember the label hating it because it was like, we need another Don't Worry About It.
Oh.
And I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so my thinking was, I'm just going to do whatever I want. So it's that thinking,
yeah.
I'm back at. It's not so much the sound, but just the thinking of like...
I mean, the pressures of that kind of shit can play on you quite
for
a lot.
For sure, bro.
Are you going to be doing like, I mean, with this new project coming up, are you going to do like more collaborative stuff like in terms of production-wise? Because I mean, when I think about your stuff, I also think about the work that you did with TNA.
Yo.
And all those, like from the album was bangers.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be like, I reckon is what one of your best pieces of like work.
Yeah,
because those songs are like timeless. People still listen to their stuff to this day. So,
and TNA's a monster, bro. Like he's actually, I've said it heaps, he's probably the best producer we got.
You used to work really well together too.
We're fast. As well.
Yeah, are you guys going to be doing some work?
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Just more on different paths. He's on, bro.
I mean, it gets like that, right? You come up and then all of a sudden, hey, we've got different ideas.
Yeah.
Outgrow, and not a bad way, but sometimes you just outgrow.
For sure, bro.
The brain. Or even just,
grow
away.
Grow apart.
Yeah.
Grow apart
it's not a bad thing. It's funny, like when things like that, like let's say, I don't know, like something happens between, everyone thinks, oh, it's bad shit. Oh, fucking no. Nah, sometimes it's just the way that it is.
Bro, growth, man. It's like learning to like disattach from things. Like outcomes and being like, oh, yo, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. And then that's it. This doesn't have to be like, oh, bro, fuck.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, everyone's trying to make beef. Oh, fucking beefing with such a... No. It's like the HB Boys.
Yes. It was just a mutual agreement where everyone was just like, I'm chill, man.
We had them in, and Gabby, this was one of Gabby's first interviews, and why did you guys break up? And I was like,
straight into the
And then they were cool about it. They're like, we just actually haven't. We just kind of
just
went
a mutual kind of thing, right?
It was with M-Ways. And he was like, no, those are my boys, but I'm just on my own solo
bus. My own thing,
Yeah, man.
There's
nothing wrong. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. Any super groups coming up?
Oh, bro, no.
You and Matata is another super group in itself.
Yeah, I think visually I'm going to be doing a lot more cooler stuff. I reckon with this album, it's going to be similar to what I was talking about the other project we won't name.
There's
this freedom to like express, man. It's just going to be fun. You're just going to see a lot more fun.
Nice, man. Can't wait to hear it, man. Jeez. It's going to be good.
Fucking hell, we're all gone. We're all on.
You know what?
What's your take on what have we talked about this week that we can bring Kings into?
Oh, Kings, bro. We talked about a whole bunch of shit, bro.
Some fucking out the gate shit that we talked about.
You know what? I'm just going through it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't look
at Riggs. Riggs has got a fucking laptop now. Yeah. He's fucking.
You've changed,
going.
G.
You know, he's like a fucking.
You used to write notes on your hands. What happened?
You used to come off the top, bro. I thought you were fucking.
You know, what's something that you've bought from Trade Me that's like been a steal? Like, have you ever bought something from Trade Me?
I don't do Trade Me, man.
You know, where do you buy all your shit from? You buy it all legit?
I steal.
Black market?
Yeah, bro, I'm the ram raider.
I borrow.
I organize a group of kids.
You don't use Trade Me. You hardly use Trade Me.
I've never used
Trade Me. You're Timu, guy.
I'm a Ali. Have you heard of Facebook Marketplace?
This is my fifth microphone I had to buy.
Oh, shit. Hey, thoughts on, have you seen Drake's latest thing that he's doing on stage?
No.
He's bringing out, a thing, he brings out a dog on stage. With
a real dog?
No, it's a human in a fucking dog outfit. For all the dogs.
And does he stay on stage
He stays
time?
On stage.
Yeah.
And he does
little tricks as well.
And he waves. He does a little
paw wave. Could you imagine being
that's your job, eh? Yeah. Fuck. There's a photo of him.
There's a photo. I'll try and
backstage.
Find it.
There's a photo of him backstage. Bro, he just looks depressed, bro. He's just chilling out there and he's just like...
How much money would you need to do that job?
Knowing from Drake's bankroll, I'd probably do it for 10. 10K? Per show.
That's good.
Maybe 5K
right
per show.
Oh, here it is.
There's the dog. Just kind of hangs out.
Oh, that looks cool.
Looks legit,
that
eh?
That looks cool as, though. Bro, but I'm not getting patted by Drake, bro. Get your hands off me, girl. You know what I mean?
Hello, everybody.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, and then that's a fucking, he's
had a long day.
My boy
had a long day, bro.
Fucking Audrey, you're fucking doing this to me.
I don't know if I could ever be on my knees in front of a man.
I would like to put
that's crazy.
My missus inside that suit. Fuck, it'll be funny.
For you. Yeah, I might.
Huh? Fucking.
Roll over.
Sorry, P. Reeks. Yeah. What's going on?
My intrusive thoughts just came out there. Sorry, guys.
Okay, now and he dresses up.
Bro, I thought you were going to say, I'll put my wife in a suit and then that's it. Yeah, just cool, eh?
Dresses up as fucking Daphne. Be like, who? Scooby-Doo.
Doggy Styles. Doggy Styles, bro.
Get away from my ass. Put your thumb up my bum.
Come on, Scoob, man. We need to fuck each other, bro.
Come on. Come on, Scoob. Come and try the Scooby snack, bro.
Oh,
my god.
Come on, Scoob, let's get blazed and fuck each other, bro. Lick on my Scooby snack there, Scoobs.
Disgusting.
You guys are disgusting, bro.
I've had enough disgusting. I had enough of you, fucker. Isn't it the weekend yet? Fuck.
What do you guys got planned for the weekend anyways?
I'm homegrown. We're going homegrown.
Oh, homegrown this weekend?
I can say it. When's this live?
This will be live
about a couple of hours
later on.
I'm doing a secret tip with Sons of
Sight. Oh, first off, cool.
Yeah, so I'm doing like a little hip hop set. I think it's like a 10-minute set in the middle of this set.
Oh, man.
What's the weather looking like down there? Do you know? What's the weather going to be like down there?
Bro, I hope it's not like this. This is ass.
It's been like this for the last freaking 5 days, bro. It's
bro, that's Auckland though. I don't know, bro. Whatever it is, we're going to put on a show. I know Stan's doing Motoki Te Ao for the first time. Which
that's
going to
be a banger.
Fuck, I watched him at the Halberg Awards. Fuck.
Killed it?
First time I've seen him live, like actual.
He's amazing.
I'm just like, fucking hell. Yeah, but the problem was, it was just fucking white people everywhere.
Did they enjoy it?
Yeah, Christopher Luxon was right next to me. And I was on the push. Nah. You could see, like, he was like going hard out on the treaty. And I looked at Christopher Luxon and he was just like looking down at his food, like,
yeah,
yeah, fuck.
You look down, boy. Yeah.
Fuck.
Look down, boy. You eat your food, boy.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And then
have some money as well.
Bro, all of a sudden, fucking Stan Walker brought out a dog, bro. Yeah, fucking amazing. And then it was Regan. Nah.
And I was coming, I was too fucking awesome. Yeah. Wrong dog. You came over to the wrong dog.
Right. That would be epic for the New Zealand show, eh? Just stand up.
Sakatuma. Oh, never mind.
It's a new song, bro. It's fucking Sakatuma.
Damn,
all right,
bro.
Hey,
all the dogs,
that's us, man. If you want to see us live, New FM, Tamaki Makaurau, everywhere else, iHeartRadio, or at pmn.co.nz. We'll catch you guys.
Red flags.
Fucking
red flags. Red flags out right now, okay, guys?
Red flags. Sniper out on all digital platforms.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Honest to who podcast. All right, see you later. There we go. Sorry, my bad. I'm pushing the buttons. It's a Friday, man.
You're pushing my buttons right now.
Leave me alone. It's a Friday. I can make mistakes.
Damn, bro.
Hey. Good morning, everybody. Sorry for that one. It is the Morning Shack for your Friday, the 15th of March, 2020.
Whoa. Not only is it payday, but it is Friday, everybody.
It's the mixture of two of the best days of the month.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. You made it to both parts.
Woo.
Gosh. Oh, my God. You know what? It's been a long week. It's been a long, long week. Too much brain power.
It has been. It's one of those things where, you know, we think it's going to be easy, and then you get to Wednesday, and you're like, oh, this is not too bad.
And then I just look at Tim every morning, and I'm like, man, I just want to
punch his face off.
Punch his beard off. Oh, damn, I haven't heard that one for a minute.
I don't know where that came from. It is the Morning Shack. Hope everybody's feeling good. For your last day of the week, yes. Me and Riggs are ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's your first time here, what have you been doing for the last 2 years, man?
Come on, man. It's time for us to reintroduce ourselves because you might forget us over the weekend. I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Riggs, but still the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby. Give it
it's
a little.
It's Shanana's ex-boyfriend. That's your bean. That's your dumb one.
I know that the wives are not here, but Nanny wants to go to the movies.
Oh, sorry, Nan. It's not payday for me. It's a Big Toke, Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new way in Super Saiyan, a.k.a. Bruce Lee, because we're going to take this thing. Hi-ya! Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitapit Baby, a.k.a. Gladio Wap, a.k.a. Tin Foil Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy Tuivasa. Young Delson, baby, I spit that hood for ya.
Yoger Flea.
Perfect. Timmy Afuego pulling up a 40 with your shorty and the gooniest of the goon squad.
Hey, you guys.
I've been having a good cry over the last week. What? It's been getting colder and colder and colder. And you know what? I don't make it easier on myself. I'm wearing short shorts today. Not just like normal shorts. I'm wearing ultra short shorts.
And please be careful when you stand up too quick on that, please. You know why?
Yes, I do.
And I don't want to see that ever again.
What do we got for today's hot thing? Oh. I might hit you with it one more time.
Hey, please don't. Last time I had to go to hospital.
Bring me a tin.
Hey. Oh, baby. How was I supposed to know? Leave Britney alone. Something wasn't right here. Oh, baby. I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're right upside here. Show me how you want it to be.
tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe, still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, ow. Damn. Was that Britney Spears mixed with Michael Jackson?
Yeah,
bit?
Man. Hey, that was Major Flavors right there.
When I'm not with you. Do you remember? Yeah. It's me, baby. So one more time. And I shave my head.
Oh, man, it is the Morning Shack, and I hope these guys are having a great day. This is a time where we go around the table, catch up. What did we all get up to outside of our radio lives?
Mm. Hey,
hey. What did you get up to, bro?
Hey, man, I went home, I edited, and then I was like, cool, it's done. And I sent it in and it didn't even work. So I had to do it all over again in like 3 hours.
In the span of 3 hours?
I had to redo what I did in like 4 hours and it was like 2 hours.
Damn, under the pump.
But hey,
why you're a diamond, bro.
If you want to talk about pumping, I'm telling you what.
They're diamond pressure.
I've been under the pump, I've been over the pump, I've been behind the pump. I've been pumping it left, right, and center.
You've been getting pumped. With 100%. Heaps of work.
Yep.
Lots of work.
All the deadlines been pumping me.
Damn, bro. It's a hard life.
What's been pumping at you, Regan? That's what I want to know.
Too much things, bro. Too much things, man. Not enough things sometimes.
Man. Shout outs.
had an all good day actually. We caught up with some of the fams and all that jazz, and then we had a meeting here.
Oh, that's right.
Too damn long for my liking.
Here's the thing that I get away with that you need to learn from me, young grasshopper.
Tell me more.
If you look like you're pissed off all the time, people will leave you alone.
Ah.
So you walk around like you're all happy. Me. I walk around like, don't disturb me. I'm going home.
Ah, that's the tricks.
And I say no to a lot of things.
My tricks is, I just put my hand up and just do as I'm told. Get pumped.
And see, now who's being pumped, eh?
I'm getting pumped before the work.
Pump it up. You're Joe Budden
up in there, man.
Pumping it up, brother.
Damn, bro. Slaughterhouse.
Oh, she's
late.
Too fast and too furious, brother. Man.
Had a news. You never thought you needed to know until you heard it from me and the bro.
Nick Abster.
Today's out of it news, there's a new team coming to Auckland.
What is that?
It's called the Auckland FC. It's a football team. They're soccer, as the Americans call it. There's a new football soccer team in Auckland for the A-League. It's just getting kicked off. Look at that. What a pun, guy.
It's kicking off.
But yeah, that is the name of the new franchise. They're going to be playing out of Mount Smart. So what is happening? So there's an A-League. It's like the Australia. It's kind of like with the Breakers, you know. They go and play Australia. But they've already got a team. It's the Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah.
They're in that league, but it's the Auckland team.
So we know now Auckland has their own team.
Yeah. Ooh. So it's the Wellington Phoenix, the Auckland FC.
What is that?
FC stands for football club.
Boring.
Okay. Wait. They've kind of jumped up. No. So like they'll do that, and then they'll have a logo and everything.
Oh, so it's just it hasn't been fully.
No, it has.
Locked in.
The name of their team is the Black Knights.
The Black Knights.
Thoughts on the Black Knights, Regan?
Why do they have to be the Black Knights? Why can't they just be the Knights?
That's true.
I don't know.
The Black Knights. Why can't they be the Blue Knights? The Red Knights. The Orange Knights. No, they're the Black Knights.
Is it the Black Knight is in the night sky, or is it the Black Knight is in the warrior knight?
Yeah, as in the medieval term.
Soldiers,
yeah, the knights.
Black Knights.
So like here's the thing, right? They don't even wear black as well. They wear blue. They're wearing blue. But the guy that it's black and blue, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the guy that owns the team is a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of different teams, and they're all knights. He's got the Golden Knights, and that's an NHL team.
Okay.
Yeah, and he comes from a place. He's like an army sergeant guy.
Yeah. So that's why he's in the theme like that.
Yeah, he's all about the knights. Yeah.
Damn.
So we're gonna come back. We're gonna rename a team. We're gonna just go like, oh man, I'm gonna rename this Auckland team something.
Yeah. Because Wellington Phoenix got a bit of a sting to it.
Phoenix is nice.
That's like even just the wording, like the just rolls off the tongue.
And you know, it's a great story of the Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Damn.
But the only Black Knight that I respect is Batman.
Very true. Very true.
So, yeah. Today's Out of Bit News, we're talking about Auckland FC. It's the new A-League team that's going to be getting into the season, the A-League season next October.
What they called?
They're called the Black Knights.
The Auckland Black Knights.
Yeah. See, that doesn't have a ring to it.
The Auckland Black Knights.
Yeah.
Mm.
So does I don't like the Breakers is a weird one too.
Yeah, well, I it's sort of growing on me.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, yeah, the Breakers.
What would you call them?
Me? The Breakers?
Yeah, yeah.
Ballers.
Mm.
The Auckland Ballers.
The Auckland Ballers.
No, the Auckland Ankle Breakers. Thank you.
Very nice.
Using that next year.
The Auckland Ankle Breakers.
Okay.
And my one will be the Auckland Ankle Bracelets. Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
That's your street team. That's your new team, bro.
That's me playing in Victoria Park, but I get a new play from a certain time.
In a certain area. They're going to play from their garage.
Home games all the time. Can only play home games.
But it's just play darts. It's the dart team.
Damn, bro. Foil up, baby. Foil up.
Foil that up, mate. Foil that up. But yeah, it got me thinking, what would be another cool name for a team in Auckland?
Oh, man. I'm thinking, you know what's scarier than a Monaco Magpie? Monaco Window Washer. They're bloody scary.
Yeah.
You know, that's what got a little bit of ring on it. You know, when they come up to you and you don't have coins, but you feel obliged to give something?
Yeah.
That's where I get. That's where my fear comes from.
Could be like the Auckland paintball specialist that always comes.
Yeah. The Monaco paintball specialist.
Oh man,
hey,
the Monaco Manus would be pretty mean.
That's a mean one.
Yeah, could be any Manu.
No, the Mangere Manus.
Oh, because that's where they
originated from.
Yeah, Mangere Manus.
That's what I'm talking about.
Could be Manu Vativai. Could be any Manu. Could be a Manu. Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Could be Manu from... remember Manu from play school?
Yes.
That was a little Maori doll.
With Jemima.
Yeah, Jemima was... Was Jemima the one?
Yeah, no. Manu and Jemima.
Manu and Jemima, that's right. Look at us, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You're tuned in, you're locked on into us, and we're locked into... Why the hell did they call this team the Black Knights?
Yeah, you know what? Dark Knights sound better.
Yeah, Dark Knights. We had a text come through. Okay, this one. The Auckland Wolverines.
The Auckland Wolverines.
We don't have any Wolverines here in Auckland.
Come on, man.
It's pretty mean.
Yeah.
I would be keen on... I would buy a Wolverine shirt.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, if it had like scratches on it, if it looked like Wolverine from the X-Men.
Mm, yeah. That's pretty good. Someone texts on through, I don't know what this means, the Auckland Blues. Auckland Blue Movies. What is that?
Oh.
I don't know what the hell that is. Weird. Whatever team that is, I'll be keen to support.
Yeah, I'd go behind that curtain and I'd go through the back of the video shop.
Someone's also texted on through the Apia Afakasis.
Oh,
only
wow.
If you can only play if you're an Afakasi. Not if you're full blooded. Someone. Let me check your lineage, mate. You're half caste. Yeah, come play with us.
We need a DNA test before you come in. Show me your mum and dad. Bring your mum and dad to training.
Let me check your skin, bro. Oh, yeah, you like skin, bro. Okay. You're half caste. Come play with us, man.
Team managers, sort of my lot. Sorry. We love you, sort of my lot. We know that you don't listen to our show.
Damn, you guys are pretty out the gate this morning for your Texas, all right?
We're the Auckland Orcs, like Orc from Lord of the Rings.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot out there on Friday nights.
The Auckland Orcs.
Yeah.
The people who are socially awkward.
No, the Auckland Orcs. It's all those passive-aggressive awkward. No. Your passive-aggressive misses.
Even when you lose, you're like, sweet, awkward.
Awkward, don't even care. Awkward.
No, sweet, red card, awkward.
Awkward, don't even care. Awkward. Awkward.
And we are talking all about this damn article I've been seeing floating all over the place at the moment, man. There is a apartment that you can try and put your bid in on. It's going on Trade Me for $1 reserve. Now, this thing, the owner of this place is pretty much wrapping up. He just wants to get the hell on out of here. This apartment is valued at $640,000.
Wow. How many bedrooms?
Two bedrooms. It's on the eighth floor. It's out here in Manukau, the heart of, like, South Auckland, pretty much. Man, and this guy just doesn't care. He's just like, nah, I just want to get this thing done and dusted with. It is crazy to see, you know, that someone could potentially get this for less than
market value.
Wow, what do you reckon it might sell for?
Man.
200,000?
Nah, be more than that.
300?
Nah, yeah, maybe. 300, 34?
If someone's got it in cash.
Oh, man.
Then just wait.
Do car park ones. Is it on Facebook Marketplace, is it?
It's can only be bought here on Trade Me, but it's also going through Ray White as the auctioneers that are pretty much running the show for this. But I couldn't believe it, man. This dude is just like, nah. Eighth floor, man. You're looking at some good-ass views around Monaco City.
Gotta be careful with those, though, eh?
Why?
Might go in there, something's wrong with the house, you know?
For a dollar?
I'll buy that.
I'll give it all for a dollar, man.
In the morning shack.
We're talking all about the greatest Trade Me steals of all time, okay? At the moment, there is an apartment here in Monaco, and it's a dollar reserve, okay? You could get this thing. This thing is valued at $650,000. You could get it for less than that. Eighth floor, two-bedroom apartment. Looks like it's got a pool.
See, here's the thing, Reese.
Oh, no.
I'm a critical guy like this.
You Grinch. Okay, go.
Maybe someone died in it.
I'm all for it, bro. I like to get haunted.
Man, maybe...
Haunt me up.
Maybe it's haunted.
For a dollar? I'll gladly live in it.
Would you live... No, legit, would you live in a haunted house? What would you pay to get a house that was haunted?
I just don't want it to look creepy. That's all.
And it look creepy
as well. Oh, no, then I'm not paying for that.
What if it was like $100?
Oh, okay, I'll buy it, but I wouldn't live in it.
What would you do with it?
I'll rent it out.
So you'd put that hurt and that haunt.
Put it on another family.
Yeah, okay.
For my benefit.
Yeah.
That's what kind of guy I am. Let's talk about the greatest Trade Me steals of all time, bro. What was that? What have you got from Trade Me and you're just being like, damn, I can't believe I got it for that cheap.
I brought a LeBron James rookie card.
Talk to me.
Back in 2004.
How much are we talking, bro?
$4.
What's the value of that thing?
I lost it. I don't know.
Oh, damn!
I gave it to my kids. And they lost it. They were playing Pokemon cards.
What do you think that their value of that?
Probably be around.
They're probably,
like,
more than $4, right?
Probably be around $4,000, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A legit rookie card?
I'm feeling hurt right now, bro.
I'm not really a card guy.
Yeah, but you saw that.
I see them. I see how many.
Yeah, and it's good that you know which ones are the valuable ones.
It was a good one, too. It was up there.
Damn.
Didn't have a signature on it or something. But, you know, like, that's my thing, too. I might start doing the collecting cards and then get these athletes to sign them.
Yeah. You smart.
And then give it to my kids. That's for my grandkids. Don't you spend this.
Don't lose this, like, that LeBron card that I once had in my life, okay?
I also bought, like, these toys, man, these LeBron James toys.
Yeah.
And they're worth heaps now.
Have you still got them?
Yeah, but they're all broke.
Oh.
I played with them for 2 months. When I was playing dunks, when I was playing Space Jams. When I was watching Space Jams and I was doing the dunks.
Going 200s on those toys.
What about you, Reese? You got any?
I had, my most recent purchase, and it's funny because it's just sitting at home, is I bought a ute and it was under 10K, man. And it's been just chilling at home because I don't want to move it. I didn't realize about the Ks that you got to pay, so I've been just...
What?
You know, if you've got a diesel engine, you got to, like, pay for the mileage, the Ks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just been letting it just chill at home. So I don't want to waste my Ks on the car.
Oh, wow, because I have never had to do that.
Yeah.
So is that how it works?
Yeah, so you got to pay for your mileage on, like, far the distance you go.
The road user cost.
Yeah. So this has been, I was like, nope, wait until we go somewhere, or if it's really important, I need to use the truck. But it's just been sitting at home. But I bought it for, I thought it was a steal, under 10K to buy that truck.
Yeah.
It's chatting about the greatest Trade Me steals of all time. If you go on Trade Me right now, you could get yourself an apartment here in Monaco, two bedrooms, eighth floor, for under
$650,000, which is what it's valued at. It's going for a $1 reserve, so whatever, you know, it goes for, whatever it ends up on, that's it. That's the price.
It's an interesting, because I know a lot of people, it's great to get attention for it.
Yeah.
You know, people go, oh, man, that's mean. But then a lot of people are saying
it. It genuinely feels like this guy just doesn't care at all. Yeah. And then I was watching a video about this other dude that I follow. He's like another realtor. And he was saying that because he's gone and done that, the value of the entire building has gone down now. So he's kind of like wrecked it for everyone else who wants to try and sell.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that is very interesting,
man. So you don't know that side of things.
No, that's it.
You just kind of go, oh, man, that's a mean, but yeah, no.
Because there's other people, other players affected inside that building as well. You know, there's multiple apartments in there.
Yeah.
Another few people are going to be taking the L just because this guy just doesn't care about his building, his apartment.
Just wants to get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, now it's ruined it for everyone. Yeah. You're ruining it.
We're talking about these steals, right? Things that people have gotten.
Yes, yeah. Now, you know, some of the greatest trade me steals of all time. We're heading over to the text line right now. Someone said, scored a mean ass 70-inch TV one time for $50.
Wow.
It's that one, the sniper deals, you know, you're just on the lurk, just watching, and then you see something go, get it straight away.
Yeah, that's the thing, right, is you have to pick and choose.
The worst one is when you don't look at the comment, like, not the comment section, the description of it, and it says it doesn't work, but you bought it. You're too eager to buy it.
Buy it as it is. Yeah. And they say buy as it is, it's pretty much going, hey. It's broken.
Someone also texted on through. I thought that I bought an iPhone for $1. Turned out it was just the box that it comes in. Why do you sell the box? We don't care.
Riga, can you educate the people about buying a MacBook on Facebook Marketplace?
Shut the hell up,
please?
All right, man. I bought 3 of those damn things. They've all gone to trash. All of them.
Yep.
And I'm glad that I'll buy another one.
Yeah, you will too.
Never learn my lesson.
He's got a habit of just buying laptops on Facebook Marketplace.
Someone's also texted on through. My husband managed to get a brand new motorbike under $1,000. Thought something was wrong with it, but nah, it was legit and still running smoothly. Wow.
Had a text come through. My partner always goes to the op shops. She bought me a jacket. It was like a Kathmandu jacket, but wasn't one. Turned out it had $50 in the pocket. Okay, this is what I've been up to lately. I have been, you know, I'm a student of the game when it comes to the English language. I'm always learning, always getting better.
You're a teacher once upon a time, so it's only right.
Well, not really. I just say whatever.
Okay.
Just show up and
all right.
Get in the corner, kids. Sit on the floor. Over there. No, but with the English language comes, you know, there's a bit of crossover sometimes.
Sometimes it's a bit strange, the whole English language. Some words are the same things. They have different meanings. Some words are pronounced very strangely.
And there was one word that I got caught on the other day. You know, I like to be culturally correct.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hit something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying, you know, talofa. No. Say talofa.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, it's not that hard.
Samoa.
See, I thought that's how
Samoa.
That's how the Rock says it.
Oh. Ainga.
Yeah. But it's not Ainga. It's Ainga. Ainga.
And what have you been stumped on lately?
I have been watching this show on Disney Plus, which I thought was Shogun. Shogun. You know, the samurai warrior.
Makes sense.
Everybody calls it Shogun.
I mean, if you've seen Boy, you know his dad's name is Shogun.
Shogun.
Yeah.
It's not pronounced Shogun, Regan.
What is it?
It's Shogun.
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 What is this? This is like a Japanese thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, that would make sense then.
But everybody's been calling it Shogun forever.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's not a Shogun.
Shogun.
Shogun. You Shogun.
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 Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato, Shogun.
You see what I'm saying? But there's other words out there that have been stumping a lot of people.
And you probably don't even realize you're mispronouncing it either way either.
I have a list of them, and I'm going to go through them with you and see if there's different ways. And what way do you say it, Riga? I'm going to give you the test.
We're educating the people right now.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about words that come, you think that's what it is, and it isn't.
We've probably been mispronouncing these words for a very, very long time. Yeah. You don't even know. Therefore, Tim is here to correct you.
So the one that got me was Shogun. I thought it was Shogun. It's not. It's Shogun.
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 Mm.
And I was like, man, what's going on here? But there's other words that I want to ask you, Regan.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to describe it, and you're going to say what it is.
Okay.
Now, when you drive your car, you drive it over a certain amount. You're only allowed to go over 100 of these when you're on the motorway. What is it called?
Kilometre.
There's another. A lot of people say that, and kilometre or kilometre?
Kilometre. Kilometre.
Kilometre or kilometre?
Kilometre. I've been saying kilometre. Killer.
Yeah, but it's kilometre.
Oh, kilometre.
Yeah.
Kilometre?
Kilo, like a kilogram.
Yes, that's there. That makes sense. But I've been saying kilometre.
I've been saying kilometre all the time.
Okay, kilometre.
Oh, stop.
Damn, body. Okay, oh, carry on.
All right, what are those, you know, when you put it into your group chats and it's a moving picture?
It's a GIF, is it?
It's a GIF.
Ah!
I don't know, either one.
GIF.
Do you call it GIF?
I say GIF.
A GIF?
Look at that GIF. Look at that jiffy.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn. Anyways. Any other ones?
What about, like, Homer Simpson's... where does he work?
Nuclear plant.
Is it nuclear or nuclear?
Nuclear. Nuclear. Oh, damn!
You see what I'm saying? It's not nuclear. It's
nuclear.
It's N-U-C-U-L-A-R.
Nuclear.
Yeah, not nuclear.
Damn, that's crazy.
All right, we're just coming into March. What was the month before it? Come on, brother.
February.
Pardon?
February.
It's February. It's got an R in it. It's
February.
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 I say February.
I say February too.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, and last one. Where do you get your books?
From the library.
Is it library or is it library?
Library.
Library? Is it like...
I'm like library.
I say like library.
Library. And I say library.
Man, see what I'm saying? It's these ones, man.
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah.
I'm getting a damn headache. Yeah,
that's enough now. You better close this. Is it clothes or is it clothes when it comes to what you wear?
You know what? I've seen people say clothes.
With a V. Archie, give us your clothes, sir.
Bro, those my clothes, bro.
Yeah. You don't even wash your clothes.
Why does my clothes smell like garlic for, bro?
You...
Where's my Celtics clothes, bro? And it's got four clovers on it.
Yeah. Pass me your jewellery, bro.
Yes, and on the show today, we've got one of the biggest creative artists in NZ who does it all, pretty much. He produces, he sings, he raps,
what?
He even makes the videos.
What?
Oh, my gosh. We are joined on the show by our good friend Kings, everybody. Yay!
Gotcha.
How good is it to have you on the show once again, man?
Fuck, man. Apart from that drive, I'm happy to be here. Come from like up north.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much you are.
Yes.
It's funny, like, we always mention this every time you come on. Kings was our very, very first interview.
Yeah, that's very true.
But was it Buzz? Second Buzz? Oh, I was wondering.
It was. He did a rap for us, but it was that was before we were going ultra, ultra serious.
Yeah,
you
that
know?
Was just before, like, Christmas at that time when we were doing that whole thing.
And we did the PlayStation.
That's right.
There
we go. PS5, baby.
Been too long, man. Oh, obviously, you've been in between that time as well. We've had you on the show as well. What have you been up to since we last caught up?
Then, bro, I've been... at the beginning of this year, I did this, like, New Year, New Me buzz. But it was more of a group thing, bro. I got a group of brothers. Some have been up here. Bueller's been up here.
Nice.
And we kind of keep each other accountable and just hit the gym every morning at around 4:30. And get the day started properly.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like our goal. And we've been doing it for almost 10 weeks now, bro.
Wow.
Awesome.
Been doing good, man. I've been keeping up to date with the vlogs and that, the daily vlogs that you've been putting up. And I did have a question, because you recently just cut your hair. You're doing the whole gym thing. What era is Kings in at the moment, bro?
Ooh, that's cool. What era? Just era, like E-R-R-O-R. I'm in the era.
Are you in your villain era at the moment?
Yeah, I think it is villain era.
He's in the MF Doom right now, bro. He's getting into that bus.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. So, yes, you've got your new song, Red Flags.
Yo.
Dropped today as well.
Yo.
let's get it off the bat. What's some red flags around the table? Let's go around, bro.
Right now, on this table right now? Regan's socks. Regan's socks.
All right, Timmy, lift up your shirt, bro.
Hey, bro, we're getting tucked in, bro, today, bro. You tuck that in. Hey, Riggs is a tuck-in guy as well.
I'm a tuck-in boy myself.
You're tucking in. Are you tucking it in, brother?
No, I have nothing in there, bro. I do the 12 to midnight, 6 to midnight.
He's tucked it under.
This is the biggest team ever, man. We're joined on the show by our good friend Kings, everybody.
So, Kings, man, we had a chat earlier today about words that we have been pronouncing wrong.
Okay.
And one of them, the one that thing was shogun. Okay? Shogun isn't supposed to be shogun, it's shogun.
Wow, that is really.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was Taika, bro. When he said of Shogun.
Shogun. Shogun.
Taika was doing it all wrong, and that's how we were.
I'm Shogun.
Good old Shogun.
Yeah. What's Shogun?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to say it.
One of my favorite movies is Shogun Assassin.
Well, there we go. Yeah. You've been saying it wrong for all these years.
I've been watching the wrong movies.
All right. Okay. And there's a couple of other words that we came through. Riggs, what's the other words that we used?
Did you know often? There's no, the T is silent, so it's supposed to be often.
Nah.
Straight
nah.
up.
Nah, what? Yeah. I need proof of that one. That's crazy.
Same thing with, like, February. We said February before. Like, it's February.
February.
It sounded like Scooby-Doo said February.
Hey, Scoop, man, you know you brought in February, bro.
I was calling for February.
Bro, it's often for me, bro. I'm still tripping out on that.
I think that nuclear one was the other one.
It's not nuclear. It's nuclear. Nuclear. Can you stop interrupting me?
Bro, you all right?
Nuclear.
Oh, very little.
See, we can okay, back to nuclear.
Mr. Burns, it's back there.
He works in a nuclear.
So, when you put words together on your page, like... is there anything that you just doesn't make sense?
I'm thinking about it, bro. Like, I've never said often, ever.
Ooh.
I'm like, thinking, like, often is crazy.
That's crazy,
What's the T doing?
I think also regardless isn't actually a word. It's supposed to be irregardless, but they just took the ir out of it.
The ir, they're getting lazy.
Yeah, they were
should we put anything on there?
Nah. But, bro, what is even a silent letter?
What's the point in having it,
bro,
though?
It's like photo, right? And it's like, oh, you will call it photo, if, and it's like, no, PH. PH sounds way cool.
Let's be a little bit extra.
Yeah. Let's ruin everyone's lives.
Let's do that. Let's do it a little bit extra. Yeah.
I'm ready to my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you've got new music coming out.
Yo.
And today is, you know, drop day for the thing. Is this the start of the avalanche of more stuff? Because I know that you're very prolific.
I think it's pronounced prolific.
I think it's prolific.
Yeah, get it right, okay? But yeah, have we got more on the way?
Yeah, man, album time, for sure. Last year I did an album called Dad Son. I showed you guys some of the songs.
Yes, beautiful.
Vince come up and do a high singing note thing.
That's right. On a different radio station, by the way.
That wasn't us. Spider Drive.
Just trying to.
The easy route. Oh, man. So that's pretty much starting to... I mean, you're ready to pretty much drop all the...
Yeah, the new stuff. Also, that old album, bro, it took a lot out of me mentally because I had to go back to my dad and, like, this whole kind of era thing. So it was pretty heavy. But then... after it, I just had this thing of, like, I just want to make music that people love and, like, get back to what I love, you know?
Yeah.
So this album's, like, the start of that.
Would it be similar to, like, Chapter One and...
Yeah, bro. Who I am.
The original stuff that you've been making prior, eh?
I had this, like, weird, like, identity issue where I was like, oh, man, people are really going to listen to what I have to say. And I was, like, trying to spit bars, like, school.
They were good, though. I
love the album, but I just know a lot of... casual listeners would have been like, what the hell is he talking about? I was like, yeah, rainbows, bows, but rain is like, oh, like, deep, you know?
Often. It's actually with a T.
Exactly.
Damn. So what's the timeline on that?
Album will be just, man, singles, album sometime.
Wow. Shaka. Join on the show by our good friend Kings, everybody. Now, you got your new single, Red Flags, is out. Talk to us about Odie Sound, man.
Odie.
How did you link up with this dude?
Yo, so he was in a studio called 5M Studios, Rory Noble Studio.
Yeah.
Caught him rapping in the back studio. And I was like, bro, this dude's awesome. Like, he's real cool, fresh, the way he thinks. He's very, like, Kanye production vibes.
Nice.
And I sent him that song to see, like, wow, just see what he got. In about 2 hours, he sent that back, the verse.
Wow.
And I was like, man, he's good.
And so, yeah, now we're kicking it, chilling and writing music.
Wow, that's me. Man, where's he from? Is he from the shore as well?
Tor Bay. Shout out Tor Bay. Let's go.
T-Bay, baby.
T-Bay.
Be careful out there, G. They might run out of oat milk.
Yo, them seagulls. Them seagulls out there will come steal your chips, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy out there.
Made it out the mansion, baby. Made it out the mansion, baby.
Hey, I love your tune, Dad.
Oh, whoa, sorry.
Just things like that.
Oh, man. And also, Red Flags. Yep. Give us a rundown on how the song came about, bro.
Bro, come on.
Because the music video looked a bit feisty, too.
Bro, for me, it was like I was saying, the album last year was so deep and thought out, and like I was trying so hard to convey a message. This one was just like, screw it, man. Even the idea of like, I'm just looking for a love I regret.
Mm.
It's almost like, who cares? I'm looking for like
you're looking for red flags. Yeah.
Instead of avoiding them. So yeah, that's the vibe.
Wow,
that's how I feel. That's how I feel today.
That's all he wants to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't push the subject.
I like that music video.
Yeah.
We're
wondering where our cameos.
I gotta watch it in the bathroom. We're not allowed to watch it in public. All right.
Oh, bro, when the cameraman was like getting real close, I was like, bro, this dude's doing it for himself.
I like this guy. I like this.
Hey, where's all the other footage?
Yeah. We do like 3 hours.
It's only 2 seconds of what you're
using. Why are you using the ultra zoom lens on there, boy?
Why have you got spicy links in your bio all of a sudden? Jack.
And we're joined on this show by our good friend Kings. And and as we do every single Friday, man, we like to bless the audience ears with a little shaman. Kings, bro, every single time, man, you've been coming on with the goods.
Thank you, man.
It's time to do some more raps, bro. Yeah. You ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm
ready. This is the third time for you, brother.
Damn.
And they've all been fire.
Okay. We'll see.
Oh, don't say that.
All right.
I mean, yeah. But, man, thank you. Man, thanks for blessing us with this. And, bro, the floor is yours, my brother.
Yeah. I did this in one take. Let's go. Hot, swifter than your average. Leave a blank space when I spit through. The brawn couldn't manage. Make a hip swing, I'm a savage. Hit it from the back, then assess all the damage. I'm on your neck like a lanyard. Shoot you in the streets, I'm profesh with the cameras. Cannon go bananas. When the hammers click, Bob the Builder, have you Bob the Assassin. Gauge your reaction. I keep you crossing for the passion. You might need Christ when the whip get to lashing. When the gats speak, no need for a caption. Don't fret if you're too close to the action, never lacking. I like to roam like I speak Latin. You keep throwing on that shade, I'ma keep capping. I see through you like cellophane, I keep rapping. I see you through you like cellophane, I'ma keep rapping.
Fell off there at the end, but we got it.
Oh.
Brrrah.
Beating up the mic. Kings, bro, thank you so much for blessing us, bro.
It's a lot
of pressure, you know, to come through and rap like that.
But that one take was good, though, man. I just came in, hit it first take. No need for another round. Anyway, I got to go. I got to go do some 3D printing.
Shick.
And it is time for us to get a bit spicy, okay? Now, I've recently been in touch with Gabby. She has, I said, hey, can you just, I was like a little worried parent. That's what I was. I sent her a message. Can you please let me know that you arrived safely? What have you been up to? Are you safe? Are you a good girl? And she sent me a little bit of an update via voice memo. And then we'll play it out on the show just to give people context about where she's been, what she's been up to. Me and Tim were able to crack it last week. We figured out she was going to go off and see somebody for the very first time.
Mm.
We don't know who, we don't know where. But all we know is that was the information she left us with. All right, here's a little bit of a clip that she left us with, okay?
Hi, everyone. I just thought I'd give you guys a little update about what I'm up to.
Boring.
I was going to say, is she awake?
Listened into the show last week. You would have heard I am taking some annual leave. To go and see someone in the boys' Big Me. You know, so just keep everyone up to date. So I'm pretty much, I boarded a flight. I'm not going to say where to.
Oy.
And I've meeting someone that I've been talking to for a while. We've met before, but we're just, you know, spending some time together and we'll see how it goes. Okay, that's all you're getting. Don't like talking about my private life on here, so mind your business.
Oy.
All right, bye. See you when I'm back.
That was boring.
Damn. Well, we, you know,
I wanted more.
I wanted some spicy more details, okay? We're talking all about Gabs right now. As we all know, she's cruised off. We don't know where the hell she's been, you know, what she's up to. But we definitely know that she's going to go off and see somebody. Apparently, well, from the information from the clip that we just played, they've met each other before.
Mm.
And I was thinking to myself, who do I... Have I met this person? Do I know this person from her circle of friends? I didn't. I can't think of anyone off the top that likes her.
You're sad, bro. You're sad but true.
Oh, man.
Sad but you're truthful. But I'll give you that.
She's already boarded the plane. She didn't say where she's off to. But I wanted to get some more stories, you know, create it a little bit more, you know, figure out or put a bit of a guess on what's going to happen during her time of where she's been all the way to. So, yes, we see text on 3 to 466. Tim, bro, what's your predictions about how this is going to turn out?
Hair transplant. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
She's getting those plugs.
Yeah.
She's
getting
either the plugs or she's going to Thailand to get a...
So she's not actually going to see someone. She lied to us and she's going to go get
her. The person she's seen is a hair doctor.
Ah, she's seen him before.
You could see him
spending
on TV.
Spending some time together.
Mm.
Seen him before?
Yeah.
Zoom call.
Boom.
There you go.
In there.
I'm thinking she's going to get catfished.
You think?
Yeah. She's going to get kidnapped.
Mm. No. She's gonna
end up on the news.
Yeah, I reckon it's might be the new season of Married at First Sight.
Oh, that's popping off right now in Australia.
Yeah. Could be the next season. She could be on it.
Could be a thing. Let's head over to the text line. A lot of people also jumping on board with the catfish claims at the moment. Someone said this person said this last week as well. Russian husband.
Yep.
Go and order your one.
Sugar daddy.
You know what? I think there's another claim that I think she's gone off and she's going to marry somebody for the bag. Citizenship. Hey.
See?
10 grand? Yo, I'll marry you.
Yeah.
Then don't ever talk to me. Shh.